COVID-19 means move-in weekend at Bradley University will look a lot different in many ways this year.
We have required students to sign up for a time slot to arrive on campus to move in.
That's Bradley University spokeswoman Renee Charles. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, August 21st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Illinois American Postal Workers Union President Bob Gunter says he has temporarily relieved Postmaster General Louis DeJoy suspended several cost-cutting initiatives until next year. But he tells John Norton there's just one reason DeJoy reversed course.
That was because of the public outcry. That's the only reason he did it. And while we're happy about that, it does need to be done permanently. We do not need to wait 3 months until after the election and still have mail delay.
Let's get to the last week here and what we've seen nationally, blue mailboxes being carted up and hauled away on trailers, sorting machines are being removed. How has that played out in central Illinois?
To my knowledge, we have not taken out any mailboxes. And I just talked to the Peoria postmaster yesterday, and she said that she was not aware of any plans to take out any mailboxes. Sorting machines in the Peoria plant, before this, we had 8 sorting machines, and they have taken out 2 of them. As the pandemic subsides someday, I believe the mail volume will increase, and that will have an effect on the mail delivery.
How badly had COVID-19 affected the U.S. Postal Service?
The economic crisis from that has deeply affected the finances of the Postal Service. Without some stimulus that has been given to other companies, Postal Service is going to expect it to run out of money early next year. The last stimulus package that hasn't been passed yet had $25 billion in that for the Postal Service, and we need that. Congress needs to give us that money.
Find more on this story at WCBU.org. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Peoria County man in his 80s is the area's latest COVID-19-related death. He was a resident of a long-term care facility. The Tri-County death toll is now 48. Health officials reported 108 new confirmed cases across the region Thursday, including 55 in Tazewell County. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin recommends Illinois voters request and submit their mail-in ballots earlier than the state requires. And East Peorians have opposing views about the continued use of the high school Native American Raiders mascot. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The return to the Hilltop will look very different for Bradley University students this year. WCBU's Tim Shelley chatted with Bradley's Renee Charles about how COVID-19 is impacting the return to school.
Well, a lot is changing this year for move-in. So typically we would have our students start moving in Friday morning and they would just come in droves. Well, because we're trying to focus on physical distancing and trying to de-densify the area, we have required students to sign up for a time slot to arrive on campus to move in. So those time slots are broken down by building, so only a certain number of students are allowed to move in at a certain time. We have also limited the number of people they can bring with them to help unload. They're only allowed 3 people besides themselves to help them carry their items into their residence.
I know masks are a big thing this year. Bradley's requiring anybody to wear masks whenever social distancing isn't possible, which in a setting like a classroom or a hallway, say, probably isn't. So can we just talk a little bit about how that'll work?
So each of our classrooms, we have gone through and measured space in the classrooms. So there is 6 feet of distance in between each desk and or each seat. So if you think of a lecture hall, perhaps there are 200 seats. There are seats marked that are not to be used so that students do sit 6 feet apart. That way they do not have to be close to each other. Masks are required in all campus buildings, and especially in the hallway areas, because those will be more congested. But at those areas, the students are passing, they're not stopping and congregating, or at least they shouldn't be. And then we're also limiting some entry and exit points to one way, stairwells to one way, elevators only a maximum of two people or three people based on the size. So we have signage posted on each room as to what the new COVID capacity is based on the distancing protocols. We also have capacity limits for conference rooms for employees of how many people can be in there. So we have those posted all over. We have the mask signs reminding people to follow the guidelines and follow all the expectations that we have.
We know we've seen at other campuses, I think Illinois Wesleyan, we've seen, you know, students get together off campus, they have parties. What's your messaging around that in terms of these get-togethers? I mean, how do you stay safe while getting together, or how does that work?
Our tagline right now is socially connected but physically distanced. So we have put together a series of expectations and guidelines for our employees and for our students, outlining what they are expected to do. Things like wearing your mask on campus and off campus if you're going to be in an area where you're not able to physically distance. And we also have a lot of guidelines in there of what they are expected to do as far as their behaviors go off campus. So we really are encouraging our students to hold each other accountable. Talk to each other. If you're uncomfortable with an action that somebody is taking, let's talk about it. Let's figure out where their breakdown may be, because we all want to be here this semester, and it's going to take each and every one of us working together to make it happen.
That was Tim Shelley's conversation with Bradley University's Renee Charles on the return to class amidst COVID-19. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.